From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, Islamic State fighters launch counterattacks that have reportedly pushed Russian-backed government forces out of Raqqa province and attempted to break the grip of U.S.-backed Syrian rebels on the outskirts of Manbij. Regional analyst Stephen Zuna says it underscores the Islamic State's continued potency.
The Islamic State not only has been effective in terms of inflicting terrorist attacks abroad, but in part because they have that large amount of captured U.S.-made weaponry from Iraq. They have modern fighting vehicles for this kind of open warfare.
Meanwhile, the UN says it was able to deliver food and medical aid to besieged Syrians near Damascus. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to meet department employees who co-signed a so-called dissent channel statement on U.S.-Syria policy. Kerry called it well-written and good. His spokesman, John Kirby.
I think what the secretary was referring to was that he did read it, that he found it to be a well-written argument. And as for meeting with the authors, he has expressed an interest in meeting with at least some of them. I mean, there's a lot of them, so I don't know that we'll be able to pull off a single meeting with each and every one of them there, but he has expressed an interest in talking to them, and we'll do that in due course.
The 51 mostly mid-level officials called for targeted airstrikes against the Syrian government as a means of exerting pressure on it to pursue a political settlement. Nigeria's currency, the Naira, slumped some 40% Monday after the government removed its peg to the dollar as a way to ease a chronic shortage of foreign currency. The government is trying to reverse the slump caused by falling oil prices and has caused high inflation and sluggish growth. This is VOA News.